Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity. I glorify your holy name because you are good. I worship you for a time like this. Thank you, O Lord, because in your name we started this program. Glorify your name. In Jesus' name. There is a little bit technical problem. I've been expecting my presenter to present this broadcast, but I don't know what's really happening. The topic for today's show is the wilderness of experience, part two. The wilderness of experience. Back online now, I will let her to officially present this broadcast.
Hello, welcome to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Today's topic is the wilderness of experience, part two, given by your host, Philip Singer Ajisafe. I am the presenter, Cassandra Job. If you are calling in, please put your phones on mute and please enjoy the broadcast and may God bless his ministry.
Once again, we're sorry for the technical problem. This is the limitation of human being. We know we are created in the image of God, but we are not God. So we're bound to technical difficulties sometimes. The wilderness of experience, part two. As you have been following this broadcast, we've discussed about this topic maybe about 2-3 months ago. But as the Spirit just put it in me, I would like to share it with our listener in another dimension as the Holy Spirit give me the utterances. Speak, O Lord, for we hear it. The wilderness of experience. Life. Everyone born into this world has a purpose. Life is just like exploration, which searching for the meaning, for the purpose of this presentation, I will use the scripture to encourage us, those of us that put our trust in God. But foremost, I want to give us what the meaning of the wilderness. Wilderness in the simple English says an unsettled, uncultivated region. It could be a large tract of land that has not been significantly affected by human activities. But we have to know that God created man in the Garden of Eden. That is the scripture. And I believe in the authenticity and the authority of the scripture. I don't believe man just sprang up without chance. That is not the purpose. In the garden that already been created by loving God, there he put man to take care. Like I said, wilderness could be unsettled, cultivated region. For instance, like I said, a tract of land probably officially protected from development and other impacts human activities. I want you to pay attention to human activities in reference to wilderness as we are trying to discuss the wilderness of experience. Life as a voyage, life in the wilderness. Wilderness can be a barren or a desolate area. Sometimes, for sake, we can say a wasteland. It could be a wild, uninhabited region. Then, when we try to view it in the perspective, in objective form, it could be a confused mass or collection state of the mind. There are two important things I discover that always happen to man in his wilderness experience. Two, it could be more. Like I told you, I just have this burden upon me today. And devil is a liar. He tried us to give us some technical problem, but we overcome it by the blood of Jesus and by our word of testimony. In the wilderness, man has no influences. In the wilderness, of life, experience, I'm talking about an entity, humanity, recognition is being lost. The soul of man is now yearning because the wilderness, by its definition, is not a suitable life to be. Now, to use the scripture, the Bible says, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of book of Luke, a text from the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 3. Then I will go back to different discussion. We go more than that, but let's start from that. The Bible said, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, turned from the Jordan, that is River Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days, he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, what has ended? 40 days without eating, nothing. He was hungry. There are some law that govern the universe. No one can kill. And there's no humanity that can nullify it. The only thing man can do is to suppress it for a while. Just like action and reaction. Gravity is a law. Hydrodynamic is a law. There are many different laws in the providence of God that He has made to sustain the whole universe. In His own power and in its own sovereignty, He made man in His own image to rule. But mind you, man cannot be equal to his creator, period. Remember, the wilderness of experience. The Bible, according to the scripture, said, then Jesus, we have to understand that before the Lord Jesus being led to the wilderness, He was about to start His ministry fully, not when He was 12 years old. I would like our listener to articulate this and to let us know that in whatever wilderness of experience of our life, we have to acknowledge God to be suffering in our wilderness voyage, wilderness journey. There's no doubt. In the wilderness, no singular influences is limited. Recognition is limited. The publicity is limited. And in the wilderness, something palatable doesn't happen. For instance, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 6, the prophet Jeremiah was describing the providence of God suffering for the Israelites during their exodus to the promised land. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 6, it said, neither did they say, where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through, I just want to use, to lay emphasis on the second, third sentence, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of desert, through a land of drought, and the shadow of death through a land that no one cross and where no one dwell. This is a typical scripture meaning of wilderness. Then you wonder, how can I survive my wilderness of experience? That is where I want us to reason together. The true nature in that Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 6. The Bible says God led the Israelites through the wilderness. And what kind of wilderness relates by the definition? Through a land of the sad and pits. Through a land of drought and the shadow of death, through a land that no one cross and where no one dwell. Remember, by the definition, a wilderness can be or is a tract of land that has not been significantly affected by human activities. And that you can only enjoy where your habitat is. For instance, if a fish leaves water, it can't survive. That God wants us to know that He loves us so much, and He wants us to subdue everything that He has created. Not because we are creator, but that is what our creator desires of us. Don't forget, wilderness is not a suitable region to live. Wilderness is just like a confused mass of region, mind. And in this wilderness, reason alone cannot make us to survive. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 7, it said, oppression destroys wise man's reason. When a man is in a situation that has no control, that has no influences, either positive or negative, that there is no recognition, in which soul is so confused, oppression plays. Mental breakdown take place. And it is obvious by the law, just like gravity is a law. By law of gravity, everything that goes up must come down. Same also, in a state of confusion, life has no meaning. Remember that I said in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 7. Oppression destroys. It's not like it may, it destroys man's wise reason. Then you ask, how can I survive my wilderness of experience? The answer is in the Word of God and God of the Word, because it's the Word. Remember, gravity is a law. You cannot kill gravity. You cannot destroy gravity. But for aeroplane to fly and to cruise, he has to overcome gravity. There must be another law. Just like action and reaction are equal in magnitude, but in opposing each other. Jesus Christ, when he was about to start his own assignment, because of our time, I want to encourage you that don't let time divide your acknowledgement of God, even in your wilderness. And don't let your wilderness of experience make you to succumb to giving to your purpose. Because there is a difference between knowing and understanding. To survive, or to overcome, or to be victorious in our wilderness of experience. I want to let us you know and to just study what Jesus Christ did in his own wilderness to overcome the tempter. Because in the wilderness, a lot of unpleasant things is a temptation. The Bible said in that book of Luke that we are reading, remember the Holy Spirit led Jesus Christ to the wilderness. You can't question God. When God created man into the garden, put that man in the garden of Eden, he knew what he's doing. But to us, to discover and to recover our sufficiency, which is in him, that is what we need. And that is what I want to give to us to this in this broadcast. I mean, Jesus was tempted because after fasting, he was hungry. It's normal. It's not limited to physical hungry, because we are in the wilderness. I lost my house. Sometimes I'm in state confusion. What I want to do, I find myself not to do it. My skill cannot help me. I try. I can't be like my presenter. My presenter can never be like me. But there is a struggle. Jesus Christ was hungry in the wilderness. And the part of the wilderness experience is that devil, the tempter. The tempter will use your weakening point to make you lose your focus on what you are, God called you to do. We might not be able to finish this discussion, but as God willing, as time permits, I will continue. The first thing the tempter did of flesh, when he was hungry, the Bible says in that book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 3, and the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Of course, we are the creator. We are creation, created in the image of God. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, from verse 26, we know that God never lies, can't change. We are supposed to subdue. He has made us to rule what he has created. It's not being proud. Just like Aaron playing in this very perfect condition, gravity is not a deterrent to his voyage. Number one, very important, even if we are unable to do any presentation, I want you to know, whatever you are going through, the key to our victory, to survive, to subdue Satan, is what Jesus said. And Jesus went in verse 3, if you are the Son of God, that the devil, command this stone to become bread. The key, number one, when you are oppressed, when your reason, wisest reason, your wilderness destroyed, remember this. As Jesus told us, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Every word of God. Every word of God. This quotation is in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, which is said, Moses was reminding the Israelites, so he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your father know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. I will stop calm by the word of the Lord God, and God is the word. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. You'll be notified of any upcoming broadcast by social media. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.